Dear friends, I am Yeshua. I speak to you from the heart of Christ energy. You are all a part of the awakening Christ energy on earth. This awakening, first of all, takes place inside of you. Throughout multiple lifetimes, you have gone and are going through a transition, a transformation from ego to heart. I am here to assist you and help you become aware of your truest purpose on earth right now. Your deepest purpose is about you yourself, awakening. All else is secondary. This lifetime you are in now offers chances, opportunities to further awaken and lift yourself up to heart-based awareness. This is what your soul's focus is on. And I am here today to offer you some reminders and clarifications about the most essential blocks or challenges you face as you go through the final stages of moving from ego to heart. Most of you already have moved beyond the first stages of this transition. These are mainly about becoming aware of being trapped into fear, into desire, into looking for outside or external solutions to your inner pain. And stages 3 and 4, which I described in detail before in other messages, stages 3 and 4 are mainly about becoming aware of your own responsibility, becoming aware that you in fact create or attract the circumstances in your life in order to grow and fully awaken. This is a huge leap of consciousness to be able and to understand your responsibility as a creator. This is essentially what characterizes stage 3 in the transition from ego to heart, the ability to see yourself as the creator of the situations you attract in your life, even though you may not understand at first why you attracted certain difficulties, challenges, misfortunes. You are on an inner level prepared to look at the hidden dynamics, to look at what may be causing, what part of you, what confused or fearful part of me may be involved in attracting certain situations in your life. So there is already in the soul, in your soul, a deep intention to fully embrace your creatorship, your responsibility. And there's also in this stage enough love, enough self-love and acceptance, meaning that you don't blame yourself for anything going wrong, so to speak, in your life. You don't feel ashamed, you don't judge yourself, you don't, you already stopped judging the outside world because you own your creative abilities. You know that you are the one attracting the lessons, so to speak, the life lessons that you need to work through. And in doing so, you don't judge or blame or criticize yourself anymore. You are willing to face your shadows, your darkness, your demons, but without self-judgment and with a sense of openness and kindness toward yourself. For example, you may notice that you attract certain relationships or relationship patterns into your life, certain ways you treat yourself and the other person in a relationship. And this pattern comes from a certain habit. And a habit, by definition, is something you repeat. And so you may repeat dysfunctional ways of relating to people close to you, but instead of just feeling incredibly unhappy or disappointed or disillusioned, blaming either the other person or yourself, instead of this whole emotional drama, you become very quiet in the course of time, of course, and you start to truly understand what part of you is attracting the dysfunction. And you're starting to love and know this part of you, thereby rescuing it, or in other words, bringing it to light, embracing it with awareness, and thereby it will dissolve. So, stage three of the transition from ego to heart is marked by a sense of responsibility and an awareness, a readiness to look at your own part, the part of you that's still fear-based or misguided, confused, and a willingness to embrace this part with kindness, with both wisdom and love. This is who you become at stage three. And as you become more and more aware of your inner light, your ability to love, to create, to take responsibility, you also experience more joy and in general, and sometimes you feel lifted up, moving beyond the boundaries of your personality, your ego, so to speak, moving beyond control, beyond fear, energies that are so characteristic of the earlier stages. And you may experience mystical moments of feeling oneness, unification with, for example, nature or other people. These are transcendent moments in which you truly become yourself. You truly are connecting with the part of you that does not depend on dwelling in a body, being focused in time, space. So when you move through stage three, you also start to become aware of what is beyond the personality. You also start to embrace ignorance. And I said before that it's as you grow and take responsibility, you start to understand more about yourself and your inner pain and the confusions inside. So this is a type of knowledge, but most of all, it's compassion. You do not need to literally know all that happened to you, like knowing the causes for everything, that for every pain or trauma that you experienced. It's not about this kind of knowledge. It's about an intuitive understanding and an understanding of human nature in general. And this depth of understanding and compassion goes together with accepting to be ignorant. This ignorance I speak of is not at odds with knowingness. In a strange way, they are like brother and sister, because the knowingness that grows as you transition to heart-based awareness is more like an openness, an ability to listen, an ability to empathize, an ability to forgive. And by ignorance, I mean that you don't need to control things anymore. You don't need to know everything. Don't need to find proof for everything or analyze it with your human mind. This type of ignorance is a kind of wisdom, really. And it allows in a sense of mystery, a sense of wonder, which is deeply part of who you are, children of the universe. The universe is infinite, infinitely large and deep. And as you embrace the mystery of the universe, you also embrace the mystery of who you are. And you understand and accept that knowledge comes to you with a certain rhythm, a certain pace natural to your soul. And so the sense of impatience and urgency that is so characteristic of the human mind, you are letting it go. And as I speak about this transition, we are now already in stage four, the stage in which you most fully embrace heart-based awareness, let go of the ego. And it doesn't mean you let go of the human personality. You're still a human being. You're still, there's everyday life, and you have to deal with all kinds of practical issues and decisions. But that's okay. Moving fully into heart-based awareness means that you take a big step back from the chaos, the emotional turmoil and drama of everyday life, both your own everyday life and what's happening in the world around you and at large. All these very heavy emotional energies, you take a step back from it, which does not mean actually that you become indifferent to it or that you are isolating yourself from the world. It's actually the opposite. When you are not drawn into these heavy, volatile emotional energies, your perception becomes more clear and your heart knows what's best to do or not do. You don't fall into the trap of giving too much, helping too much, being the warrior of light who jumps in and wants to rescue people, solve problems. You are aware that this pitfall, which is very common among light workers, stems from, is caused by a need for control and an outdated sense of light needing to conquer dark. This dualistic notion sometimes still surfaces in your mind. It is hard for you to witness pain, suffering, injustice, cruelty, and indeed it is very hard to witness the suffering on Earth. But in stage four, you have stopped jumping in and saving everyone. And instead, you rely on your intuition and this knowledge I spoke of before, this knowingness that it's not right to jump in and want to bring light, between quotation marks. Instead, you have to be very discerning about what is needed, if anything at all, in a certain situation. And it's not that you know everything, but there is an intuitive sense of when to withdraw or refrain from reacting and when to do something, say something, take some action. There are situations in which it feels, in which you may feel inspired to act. And like you are gently pushed by a sense of joy and lightness, and then you may move forward and express yourself, and you will feel guided to do so, and it will not exhaust you and drain you as is usual when you give, or when you give too much. Most importantly, in stage four, in whatever you do or don't do, you stay true to yourself, true to your inner guidance, your sense of truth, and what feels right. And feeling here is not a superficial emotion that comes and goes. It's a more stable state of mind, more stable state of awareness. And right now, I'd like to explore with you this sense of staying true to yourself. Because wherever you are now, all of you know what it feels like to stay true to yourself. And it's only by staying true to yourself in whatever circumstance that you gain the satisfaction, the fulfillment that you are looking for in this life. You already know that outside solution, so to speak, whether you seek happiness through becoming a successful, rich, famous, and but in your case, the ones who are listening to this message are less interested in these worldly things, but you may be focused on becoming enlightened, meeting your soulmate, or experience ultimate love in a relationship, or finding the truest way of helping other people, fighting for a noble cause. All these, but these are in the end also external goals. They may be worthy, but in the end, as I said at the very start, your ultimate purpose is to awaken. Is your ultimate purpose is about you, not about anything in the outside world. And so I'd like to ask you to join me in exploring what feels true to you, how and in which circumstances right now in your life you feel that you are true to yourself, and by true to yourself, I mean that you are being yourself without pressure of duty or doing something out of shame or obligation or guilt. So I'd like to invite you now to deeply breathe in, consciously breathe into your abdomen, and with every in-breath, come closer to yourself. Truly say yes to you who has gone through this long inner journey with so many ups and downs, deep suffering, forgetting about yourself, not trusting life anymore. Say yes to all of you. Honor yourself. As you breathe in, you draw all of your attention inside. It's like your consciousness shines a light on you, and you see the whole of your body from the inside now lights up through your loving attention. You light up your energy field from the inside out, and you feel you are truly divine and infinite, without boundaries. You are the universe, and the universe is you. Everything is inside you, and you are in everything. No need for fear. You are safe and protected. You are loved. And now, with this sense of freedom and being at home with yourself, you go with your attention to your everyday life and just think of activities or moments during the day when you feel at ease, when you really feel like you're just being yourself. When things go, move without effort, when what you do flows naturally from who you are. And these may not be useful, between quotation marks, activities. Maybe it's just like taking a walk, or looking out of the window, or watching a movie, or petting your dog. it may be very simple things when there's not much thinking, but you feel, you do feel wonderfully creative in these moments. And there's a sense of peace within. It's actually very important as you transition from ego to heart to enjoy life, to appreciate what is, what's good and nice and beautiful and enjoyable about it. You nurture your being by enjoying the earth experience. The higher feeling frequencies that belong to stage 3 and 4 are gratitude, joy, a peaceful sense of joy. And what is captured by the German word Gelassenheit. It means surrender, meaning you enjoy and you go with the flow of life. You know that everything has a beginning and an end, and it's okay. So you may not get as excited and emotional about things happening as you did before. And this means you don't get identified with your emotions as strongly as you did before. Neither the positive nor the negative ones. So you don't get as excited as before about anything. Also not as upset. And instead a sense of detachment arises. But this detachment is not, it's not emptiness or feeling bored. It's a very subtle frequency, actually, and it's very warm and open to life. Detachment is not cold. It's usually when you get drawn into emotions too strongly, then at some point you lose touch with your center, with your true sense of self. And then actually you may become very cold because you have to break free from the emotional drama. So it's actually in a state of detachment that you can reach out to others in a deeply loving way without trying to rescue them, save them, change them. But the love touches them deeply more than anything else. It's when you allow others their freedom that you truly honor them, respect who they are. And now I also like to explore with you not just moments in which you are truly yourself, but also moments in your everyday life, perhaps in work situations or also in relationship, in the area of relationships, that you are not being yourself, that you do or say things out of a sense of duty or having to be nice, compliant, fitting in. Just travel with your consciousness to your everyday life and see if some moments pop up that you actually don't feel at ease with, and when you force yourself to be who you are not. And notice then how you're actually cutting off a natural flow of energy that is inside of you, inside your energy field, your body, your feelings, when you force yourself to do things that don't feel true to you, you're hurting yourself. You are actively going against your nature, and because you have been taught that your nature cannot be trusted, may even be bad or dark or evil, and you have to discipline it, have to subject it to control and rules. This imprint is strong on all of you, and so notice when you are going against your own nature, a sense of ease and lightness, and just know that it's okay to let that imprint go, to let this heavy sense of duty and having to be nice and good and fitting in, it's okay to let it go. When you are true to yourself, you may not always be nice, but you will be real. And because you take responsibility for any negativity that's inside of you, you will not easily hurt other people. Being true to yourself, following the flow of ease and joy and lightness inside, actually makes you connect with other people in a most powerful way that touches them in ways you may not get, may not be aware of. Trust your own nature again. And feel free to just go with this flow and see what happens. Don't need to control it. You are here on Earth right now to fulfill your purpose, to awaken and transition more fully into heart-based awareness. Don't let anything stand in the way of this sacred purpose that in the end serves anything and everything around you as well. Be joyful, be true to yourself. You are loved and cherished. Thank you for joining me. And reinforcing the field of Christ energy on Earth. Thank you.